take on over this next few weeks. And let us see this great Savior that came into the world to save sinners. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 17, as I read it, "For he received from God the Father honor and glory, when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" ate the forbidden fruit, because the command was given to him and he ate of it, he is a father of sin. And because he sinned, we all sin. And this is why there was a plan from all eternity. The plan of the Father was to send his only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into this world. To give himself a sacrifice. And so we see the glory of God, God's foreknowledge, even in eternity. And then secondly, we see the glory of Jesus Christ in his birth. And how important this is. God manifested in the flesh. He was born the seed of a woman. We read in Genesis 3 and 15. And whenever God gave Satan, and he said to him, as we read, "Thou will put enmity between thee," this is God speaking to Satan, "and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shall bruise his heel." And this was a promise. And here we look now at the fulfillment of this promise. God sending his only Son. And yes, he was born of a virgin. But he was conceived by the Holy Ghost. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ was both God and man in two distinct natures. And by the Word, it was made flesh. We think even at the shepherds, we see the glory of Jesus in his birth. And you all know about the shepherds, and they were looking after their sheep. And all of a sudden, there was a host. An angel came and said there was a king was born, a savior of the world. And the angel said to the shepherds, "Where to go and look for him?" And the sign was that they were to go to Bethlehem and to a manger, and he would be having swaddling clothes upon the child. This was a sign to see the Savior. Many signs there are today to see the Savior. The preaching of God's word. The gospel practice every night. The preaching in his meetings. The personal speaking to loved ones. This is the sign of the Lord Jesus Christ that we have today. But those shepherds, they were to look for that manger. And as they come, the angels and the hosts, and they spoke unto them with praise and honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Most of them were loving to have been one of those shepherds. To see the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ in his birth. And how they went, and they saw the child of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they were able to glorify him and praise him. And not only was to receive the glory of Jesus Christ in eternity and in his birth, but to see in his life. Because he was sinless. Now, only after sin, in that he was conceived by the Holy Ghost. There's no blood of mankind within Christ, because Christ has sinless blood. Because he was conceived by the Holy Ghost. He was sent by God. He had pure sin. He was like Mary that had a sinful blood. But you see, even in childbirth, not part of the blood goes into the woman's mother's womb. And you see, it's happened. And Christ had a sinless blood. Pure. And that's why his whole life, from his human part, right down his whole body, he had this stillness, he had this purity, because of his blood, because he was Lord Jesus Christ in his human nature. He had a groom. It's just the same as we have a groom. And 3 years of old, we see him. And he was the elders, all the leaders of the temple. And the people of authority. And they couldn't believe in what a 3 year old was saying to them. They saw the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ was lost. So how many boys and girls get lost? Did Jesus even get lost? And some were being dead, maybe in the 13th of July in Sturma, when they're only going to leave place, and they used to go in a sweet fella, and he used to have a tent for anybody to be lost. And this is what happened. He, the Lord Jesus Christ, went to see these men of authority. Because his mother and Joseph, they thought he was lost, and they told him off. But he said to them, I am on my father's business. He was pure, he was sinless. And even at 12 years of age, he was doing his father's work among the people. Then we see also in the Transfiguration, we see his glory. They remember he was up into the mountains, and there they saw the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ as he was transfigured with Moses and Elias. What a moment that was. Saw the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, what glory they saw. And then in John chapter 1, 14, we see his dwelling in the world. They dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. What a great testimony it was of the Lord Jesus Christ. People saw of the truth how truly he was the Son of God. By his teaching and by his miracles that he done, people saw his glory. They knew that there was something special about the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only was he given the eternity, the birth, and the life, but you see the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ in his death. And it says in Galatians 1, verse 4 and 5, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God our Father, to whom be glory forever. Amen. We see the sufferings of the Lord Jesus Christ. We see his glory in them. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ always suffered for our sins. Because he knew from all eternity that he was to go to the cross of Calvary. It all was on his mind. He always knew he had to go to the cross of Calvary. Oh, what a wonderful Savior. Then we see his physical suffering. And how we see his glory, even in the sufferings of the cross. And we think of even leading up to the cross, his scourgings, the mockings. Remember, they mocked him as a king, and then they mocked him as the Son of God. And this is what the Lord Jesus Christ went through. But we see his glory of the great Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of our sins. And here, evil men were taking them, and they were physically abusing him. The sufferings of our Christ was tremendous and horrendous. We think of in a crown of thorns on his beautiful brow. We think of the reed in his right hand, and they crucified him with a thief on either side. And the reaction of the people with a big sign on top of the cross, this is Jesus, the King of the Jews. The people were going and they were mocking. They were mocking about him as a king. They were mocking about him as the Son of God. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross and we will believe. But you see, his suffering on our cross was his glory. We see the glory of the Son of God come to give his life a sacrifice. Jesus in his ascension. He ascended up into heaven. Hebrews 1 verse